This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The late Colorado Congresswoman Pat Schroeder is being remembered by colleagues from the White House to the State House. President Joe Biden called Schroeder a pioneer who helped pass laws that fundamentally reshaped the nation for the better. Governor Jared Polis highlighted one of those laws when he remembered Schroeder today, the Family Medical Leave Act.
To make sure that women and some men who are caregivers don't need to quit their jobs or be fired or change jobs just because they have children and want to be there for the very important first few months of their child's lives.
Schroeder was 82 years old. 25 people are running for elected office in Colorado Springs, and ballots went out Friday. The mayoral race is generating hundreds of thousands of dollars in campaign donations. 60-35 senior reporter Pam Zubek says she expects even more to pour in before the election.
There's a lot of money in this race, and as there well should be, because it's the first time in 8 years that we have an open seat for mayor. So there's a lot of competition. There's 12 candidates running. There's 5 or 6 that have significant sums. And there's a lot at stake in this election as well.
That's 60-35 senior reporter Pam Zubek. The Colorado Springs municipal election is April 4th. Denver will pay more than $1 million to settle claims that its police engaged in misconduct during protests in 2020. The settlements range from more than $12,000 to nearly $600,000. Denver City Council approved the liability claim payments at a meeting yesterday. Last year, a jury awarded $14 million to protesters in a lawsuit following the same protests in 2020. This is CPR News.